Welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. Just to set up the scene, I'm watching Bethany show Danielle her boobs right now. They look good.
Thank you. That's the relationship we all have.
It looks like you've been working out and they're like really perky. And
I think this show has nice boobs.
Thanks. Welcome back from vacation, guys.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yeah, we missed last week, didn't we?
Yeah, and you know what? It was... I was sort of sad that we didn't have one to post out last week, but I think we're good. We're back. We're doing it.
Yeah, but it's a learning experience, right? So next time, we'll have like a few to post.
Yes.
Exactly. Or we'll just go away altogether and we'll record wherever we are.
That's a good idea.
I think that's the most logical and easiest answer.
You know, we've gotten some requests on Twitter for people asking us to do more than once a week.
Yay! Are you guys crazy? I can't keep a house pet alive.
Sure. We're like so lucky that we can find this one time to be together a week, but I think that is ultimately the goal, is to do a couple a week. I think we should shoot for that.
I mean, other than the time where we're all sleeping together, like at night,
other
having
than the sex,
lesbian relations.
No technology is allowed in the room.
Yeah.
Except, but battery run technology. Anyway.
And podcasting, apparently. No cameras, but always podcasting.
Yeah. So this week, I thought it'd be really fun to talk about what you thought life was going to be like as an adult when you were a little kid.
This is, what made you think of this? Because you emailed the topic to us and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So here's the thing. When I was 16... Actually, when I was 13, we would get the IKEA catalogs to the house, and I was like...
And so it began.
Yeah, and so it began. And I can remember being on the phone with my girlfriends. I mean, what do you talk about when you're 13 or 12? You're just little girl stuff. But I'd be looking through the IKEA catalog, and I'd be like, you know, when we're 16, we can move out.
Totally.
And we'll just get our furniture at IKEA, and we don't even need cars. We'll just work at the grocery store in town. We can walk.
It is really funny also what you think is adult when you're a kid. Like when you're 13, 16 is clearly an adult.
Yeah.
Oh,
when
gosh.
I remember I was in love with this actor named Jonathan Brandis, who was really big. He was in a movie called Ladybugs. He was in a show called Sequest.
Rings and no bells for me.
Yeah. He actually unfortunately passed away a while ago. But I was 8... And I thought to myself, when I am an adult, when I am 12, Jonathan Brandis will love me. Like, I'll be old enough for Jonathan Brandis. Right?
That creeps me out.
No, totally.
Only because I remember thinking, like, oh, all these pop stars, I don't ever have a chance with them because they're so much older than me. And now they come in, I'm like, these pop stars are babies.
Yeah.
Now I'm at that age where, speaking of babies, bye.
Bye. Which one is that, Jada or Ella?
Bye, Jada.
This one's Jada.
Greg T brought one of the daughters in, and I never remember the names.
Bye, you.
You.
Bye, you
cute thing.
Anyway, she's too young for me, too.
But what did you guys think that you were going to be when you were a little kid? Like, what profession did you think you were going to have?
I was going to be a movie star, but I was going to be a movie star who lived in a castle in Ireland.
Nice.
Logical.
Yeah. And I was going to wear, there was this white wedding dress that I saw in a People magazine, like, you know, where they do the rundown of everyone who got married.
Yeah.
And there was this model, I don't know who it was, I don't think she was terribly famous, but she got married to her like Scottish husband. So he was in a kilt and she was in this white dress, really beautiful low neckline. And then she had this white, almost like Wonder Woman crown on.
Cool. That sounds kind of Bethany.
Right?
That sounds
like
kind of Bethany.
Blue stone in the middle of her forehead, and her long blonde hair was done in two braids
down
either side.
All right, now it sounds a little Sailor Moon.
It's totally Sailor Moon. Yeah, and I was like, that's going to be me. I'm going to be a famous movie star who lives in a castle in Ireland and wears that dress every day. And I don't know how I thought those would all go together, but that was my adulthood.
All right.
I'm still shooting for it, by the way.
Yeah.
Only it would be black. It wouldn't be white.
It would be a black dress.
I've already location scouted for you.
Oh, thank you.
And I think that the place for you to make this happen is Ashford Castle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which is right outside of this cute little town in Ireland. Have you guys ever seen The Quiet Man?
No.
Oh, it's this movie on Netflix, and it's actually pretty painful because they're really derogative towards women in that movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's also like 3 hours long, but it gives you a good idea of what Ireland used to be like back in the day.
Cool.
And anyway, it's a cute little town, and there's this huge castle outside of it called Ashford, and you would love it.
Brilliant.
This is where I think you should wear your Sailor Moon dress.
Thank you for figuring that out for me.
See, I can't wait to actually find someone and decide, all right, it's time for me to become, like, it's time to get married, because I'm excited for, I have two sisters, Kathleen, you're going to be my maid of honor, because she has her crap together so well and is so good and thorough with her own life. But girl, you've done it. You're set. She does it for us.
Yes. I'll be your wedding coordinator.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Sam, what did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
Well, I'm 25, so that means I should be married.
Yeah.
Totally. My one role model was my cousin, who by the time she was 28, she was engaged twice. So I was like, that girl is damaged goods. I am not going to screw up twice. I'm going to stick to the first engagement like she did at 25. And now she's in her mid-late 30s, and she has two beautiful girls, and she lives in Texas right now. And she still is goals, but, you know, it's just going to take... I think I'm going to take my time now on that.
Yeah.
Because it's not even, you know, can either of you imagine me married or seriously committed to somebody right now?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Plot thickens. How can you see me with someone in a serious commitment right now?
Because you're just so fun and upbeat, and you would make somebody so happy.
Oh, I love your reasons.
Yeah. This is true.
I want to believe them.
This is, no. Kathleen is absolutely right. You're also a flight risk.
There you go.
Because you do, like, you're so sweet and lovely, and you're great, but when you start to feel someone get too close, you run away.
90% of the time.
Yeah.
So 98% of the time.
If you can get over that hurdle, absolutely.
Goals!
Yes.
It's not what I aim for, it just happens.
Yes.
I don't know. But let's move to something that won't make me sweat. As far as professions go,
yeah.
I wanted to be, the first thing I ever wanted to be growing up was a veterinarian.
Oh.
And then I found out you have to kill animals too.
Yeah, sometimes.
The day I was in the car and found out, like, wait a minute, I have to put dogs down. I'm not saving every dog is what I'm getting from this conversation. No, there was no way. And I quickly jumped ship. But today, I wish I were a stunt double.
Oh.
You could totally do that. You're really athletic.
Yeah. I would love to, but I think... as realistic as we can be about this hypothetical situation, I'm too short to be a stunt double.
That's not true.
No. I feel like most actresses are so tall in these action movies. No?
No.
Really?
And also, and this has no reflection.
I have a chance.
This has no reflection on you or how you look, but a lot of times women are stunt doubles for men as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of actors are shorter.
Really?
Like, you know, Tom Cruise is like 5'4".
Oh my God, I can be Tom Cruise
and
a stunt double?
These male actors are so thin. Like, do you guys remember when James Marsden came in for that movie? He did the Nicholas Sparks movie.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but
I don't remember
it was
either.
A different one.
It was a very good movie. I watched it. And I mean, I'm a sucker for that kind of movies. But he was stunningly thin.
Mm-hmm. Was
so
he?
It would make sense that a woman would be his stunt double should he ever do an action movie.
I remember reading that, and this is like so old and like not a good example, but Free Willy. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
The stunt double for the blonde kid was a woman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Darren, Chris, if you ever need a stunt double, I can definitely be your stunt double.
You could totally do that, Sam. I could see you doing that.
Yeah, I would love it.
You'd kick ass.
I would, right? So to be able to do all those things, like these parkour things and have like gymnastics training and everything I wanted to do growing up, it would be so cool to make a living out of that.
Bethany, if you weren't in radio, what do you think you would be doing?
I think, what would I be doing?
I know it's a tough one. Because a person like you, you have so many interests and so many talents.
That's what it is. That's what
I have a job I pictured for you.
What's that?
You'd be one of two things to me. A stage decorator, like for like high-end or luxury places.
Mm-hmm.
You might even make some of the stuff in it.
Oh my God, yes.
That would be Bethany. Or I could see you as a really big hall decorator. Like, I don't know
that'd
what the actual
too.
Right, both in decorating because you're so good at it, mm-hmm. but one is more for the intimate family and this is like, all right, $50,000 ball gala bash, I got this.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I have this secret dream that I've never told anyone about, but I really want to be on a TV show for the Sci-Fi Network. Like,
yes,
I want to do this job in the morning. And then in the afternoon, go be like an alien on a sci-fi show, something like Firefly or like Battlestar Galactica, and have like a face tattoo that is my tribe's like insignia.
Ebony Tyson.
Right? And I want to just be wearing like latex outfits all the time and blasting guns.
Ooh, they'd have to lube you up like Ariana Grande before her Dangerous Woman video.
That's like my secret wish. Like, I want to go to Comic-Con
and be
and sign autographs and like be an alien.
That would be awesome. I could see you as doing that.
That's like my secret nerd dream.
All right.
What about you, Kathleen?
When I was little, I wanted to be, and this is like a really weird thing, I wanted to be a high-powered divorce attorney.
What is this woman?
How do you know what that is as a kid?
I just was like, I'm going to capitalize on other people's unhappiness.
This is for Kathleen, because that's a sentence she thought of when she was a little kid.
How old were you when you thought of this?
I mean, almost all my life. I like knew I wanted to be a lawyer. I was like always arguing with everybody. I always had to be right. I mean, just ask my mother when I was 14. I was horrible. And I went to college with every intention to be a lawyer. And
which you'd be great at, by the way. I can totally see that.
Thank you. And you know, I think my father also missed his calling for being a lawyer. He was a scientist, but I just listening to him argue with people and reason with people is kind of what inspired me to want to do this.
Wow.
And I always said, I'm going to go to law school, blah, blah, blah. And when I didn't, my parents were really disappointed.
This was your goal, but really it was our goal.
I got an internship in fashion. Then I was like, never mind. I didn't want to be a lawyer. I take it all back.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I wanted to be a divorce. I wanted to be like fighting for the women and taking every penny the man had.
I'm just floored that you knew what that was.
Right? Kathleen's like, you fell out of like a Charles Schulz novel. Like, you were like someone from the Charlie Brown comic strip.
Yeah.
You're a child, but with a fully developed frontal lobe.
Yeah. Like Carrie Bradshaw, but lawyer version. Yeah. And then it was kind of funny. I never was a child who imagined my wedding. I imagined like apartments that I would have and furniture I would have. And then I like totally did a 180 and got engaged at 24 and married at 26 and then never went to law school. Whoops.
But you have like a kick-ass life and an amazing husband and you're so good at what you do.
Yeah.
So,
and I just looked at lawyers who work so many hours. So I'm kind of thankful that I didn't go into that.
If I learned anything from the film The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and I did learn something, it's that being a lawyer is super hard, and sometimes you have to give up your morals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For money and other
reasons. Takeaway from that movie was turn the lights back on!
Good movie. I've never seen it.
It's good. It's actually more of a courtroom drama than it is an exorcism movie, which is why it did not do well in the theaters, because it was misrepresented.
Mm-hmm. That is the most Bethany thing you've ever said.
It's a really good movie. It's on all the time, and I watch it every time it's on.
Nope.
We learn about, you know, religion stuff, courtroom stuff.
I think secretly I fantasize about working for the FBI. Do you guys do that too, about fighting white collar crime? Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you don't actually, and this is your passive aggressive way of telling us?
She can't say it if she did. Yeah.
Do you guys watch this TV show, The Americans?
No, it's on my list.
Oh God, is it? It is so good.
My friend Nathan worked for them.
Really?
Yeah, he was on the show and he kept, sorry, I've never watched it. Me. Whoops.
If you're looking for a good show right now, you need to get invested in The Americans, because I think it's only been like one or two seasons, and season three just started, and I haven't seen any of it. It's been like one or two episodes that have aired. It is this mother and a father who are secretly part of the KGB, you know, like the Russian government, and by day, it's like the early 90s, they're like just American mom and dad, and they have two kids, and then at night, they're spies, like killing and fighting people, and dressing up in like wigs, and pretending to be like different personas, and they're really just, you know, Russian nationalists.
When do they sleep?
Never.
Speaking of dressing up in wigs, I don't know if we've addressed the challenges that we had assigned for one another this week. Oh. Thank you for reminding me, Kathleen.
Let's go to Bethany.
All right.
How did your flirting challenge go?
It did not go well, and not for lack of trying.
Yeah.
So the issue that we had, and I talked to you guys earlier about this, is that there were several guys that I wanted to at least just try to start a conversation with, not even flirt, but just break through that stranger boundary, because that's one of my biggest problems. Mm-hmm. But every guy that I found that I wanted to make a connection with or who looked interesting to me, his head was in his phone and he never looked up. Yeah. And this was across the board. If I was, you know, walking down the street, if there was one guy at a coffee shop and he looked really cool, but his head was down in his phone. And I'm not at the point of like being brave enough to interrupt that and say, excuse me.
Yeah.
I just needed like permission with eye contact to start a conversation, and I couldn't get it from anybody.
Unacceptable. I mean, not your fault, but unacceptable. Well, we need to get her in a situation where it's...
No, you know what?
Damn it.
It's hard because I'm guilty of it. I'm sure you guys are too.
Oh, yeah.
When you're somewhere alone, you're just in your phone all the time.
And it was a really good lesson for me that I need to stay out of my phone.
Yeah.
Like, we've all been in the situation where it's an emergency. You have to fire off emails while you're walking or something.
Yeah.
But like... if you're just in a situation where you're chill, stay off your phone because you just don't know who you might make a connection with.
Yeah.
So I failed.
Well, there was a great takeaway.
Yeah.
Not all what we were going for, but a very good takeaway.
No, a very good lesson. I can't even watch TV without being in my phone.
I know, it's hard.
Like, I can't. Like, I'm like, let me put on John Oliver, but also let me peruse Pinterest as well.
Yeah, it's multitasking.
I'm not aware of how bad I am. I can't say. Probably terrible. I know I am here at work because while I edit audio, I have to be a little bit mindless, or much like reading too much, your eyes start to hurt. If I just strictly listen to audio, my head will start to hurt and I'll start missing things. So I'll like, you know, I'm always on my phone because I'm passively looking to split my attention a bit, and I'm sure I'm much worse than I think I am because of that.
But you were successful with the social media challenge.
I was, damn it. I stayed off my phone for accidentally 26 hours.
Good.
Because I messed up my start time.
So you spent the time with your mom.
Yeah, I did, which it was lovely. She was really mad at me for the final post because we were in the middle of, like, you know, all the monuments in Washington, D.C., and it was beautiful. I'm like, wait, I have to post a photo. And my mom's like, do it later. I'm like, no, because if I do it later, then I can't be on my phone until tomorrow later.
Yeah.
So I made her, like, sit for 5 minutes as I, like, you know, figured out what I wanted to say and posted the picture. And I put my phone in my pocket. I'm like, all right. I'm
good. Wasn't that lovely?
It was really nice.
Was it relaxing?
Yeah, it was nice not having to, except for those mindless times you go to reach for your phone. There were multiple times I had my hand in my pocket, and I never got far enough to click on, like, you know, whatever, Instagram or Twitter, but I pulled it out and I'm looking at the icon. I'm like, oh, crap. Wait, no, I'm not allowed to do that yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was a little stressful. I kind of, like, the moments you realized you couldn't, I was like, oh,
it's
fine.
Good, though. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
What
How did yours go, Kathleen?
So I apparently the game that we've been talking about, where I meet my husband in a bar and we pretend we're strangers, people have been tweeting me that it's called Sexy Stranger.
Ooh, I like that name a lot.
And apparently it's a thing, and we haven't done it yet. I'm so sorry,
guys. You had another country.
You were in Paris, damn it.
I know.
I'm so sorry. Just slapped a mustache on him, put a beret. It would have been a blast.
Yeah. I'm so afraid. I don't even know how to flirt anymore.
Okay, Neil, you need to take the reins because she's not doing
it. Neil, you gotta step up.
Our version of being polite to each other now is farting and then the other person doesn't yell at you.
He's flirting with no risk. You're already married to him.
That's true.
He's probably going to say yes.
Yeah. Did you guys get any relaxing time done when we were on vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty.
I did nothing.
That's awesome.
It was like, it's really interesting that now it has to be a concerted effort to do nothing.
Yeah.
And like, give yourself permission to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. I didn't answer any emails. I got emails from salespeople who needed answers, and God bless them, but I didn't give them answers because you teach people how to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
And I need people to know that when I'm on vacation, that's sacred time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Geez, your goals.
Ugh.
When we've
that's
had
awesome.
A busy week here, how do you guys relax or sort of detox from a crazy week on a Friday night?
Healthy or non-healthy?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Booze or not booze.
Exactly.
Either way, what's your go-to?
Whiskey. Which is not as sexy as it sounds. Like, you know, sitting on your couch curled up with a glass of whiskey is not...
That sounds incredibly sexy.
It's not when you actually see it in practice. Because, like, my hair is greasy and I'm tired and I'm probably crabby. And, you know, the whiskey is like, it's there as an emotional crutch, which is not the best. But whiskey is my big go-to right now.
For de-stressing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Sam?
I have two settings. I have the I need to get the hell out of here and let some steam loose setting. And that's when, you know, I look like a little bit like a classy hooker and I go out with my friends and I get trash, which is fine.
And also a perfectly reputable career.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's a pretty woman hooker.
Yeah, a high-class hooker.
Exactly.
It's the oldest profession.
Yeah, for like really... well paid athletes. Or I have the self Netflix and color. Ooh. I'll go home. I have three coloring books, and it sounds absurd. I color, and I watch Netflix in bed, and I'm in bed by like 7, and then I feel completely refreshed the next day. Or yoga, but very rarely do I pick that between the other two.
Right? That's the dream, but
exactly.
Usually not.
Never mind.
Miss Kathleen, what about you?
When I was stressed out in college in my senior year, I was working 2 internships full-time during the week, and then I was taking classes at night. And I used to just think to myself, oh, I can't wait until I have a full-time job, because on a Friday night I can just get into bed and watch 2020.
It's always a good show. A fascinating character.
But my go-to, I mean, now that I'm of drinking ages, I like red wine on a Friday night, but I also like, and this is kind of shameful but so delicious, the Reese's Peanut Butter Puff cereal.
Why is that shameful?
Yum.
Do you know how well I had to have been the day before to deserve that for breakfast?
I know.
That's awesome.
No, I eat it for dinner.
Good for you.
I take out a mixing bowl and I just pour it into the mixing bowl. And once upon a time, there was actual milk in there. But now that I'm older and intolerant of many things, it's almond milk.
It's like forgetting Sarah Marshall, where it's just, it's like a huge mixing bowl of cereal.
I love that movie.
Sit in front of the TV with my Reese's Peanut Butter Puff cereal, just stuffing my face
and a goblet of red wine next to her.
Guys, let me tell you, it's so delicious.
Oh my God. Yeah, the chocolate with the wine too, I can imagine.
Oh God, it's so good.
Okay, I know what I'm doing.
We're probably way past like our limit of 20 minutes.
Oh geez, a bit.
But I do want to know one thing you learned this week, because I just really like to go around the room. And I can start if you need me to.
Yeah, you start. Yes, I blanked.
I learned about this really amazing horror film that I love. It's my new favorite horror film, and it's called Yellow Brick Road. And it's all one word if you're looking for it. And the unfortunate thing is that you have to rent it from Amazon Prime. So it's like $2 or $3.99. But it is really, really good in that... The premise is like all of the documentary filmmakers, they're going out to this forest, I believe in North Carolina, where like back in the 40s, this entire small town went into the forest and disappeared.
Okay.
Right? So this documentary filmmakers, they all want to go into the forest and they start to like hear music from the 40s and all of this stuff. But because it's a horror film and I'm not giving anything away, people die, right? But they don't like splice the deaths or like lead up to them. Someone just dies and you like see it and you're thinking, holy crap, did that just happen? And it's like, it's a really good film. The plot is super thin. Don't try to follow any sort of story, but
take it for what it is.
But if you like Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime and you're willing to rent it, it's a dope movie. Yellow Brick Road, all one word. I really liked it.
Cool. I will.
Sam, what about you?
Sam doesn't like horror movies.
Yeah, I know.
For all of you wondering about my reactions.
That's why I didn't call you.
Thank you. Sorry, there was zero eye contact. I learned that at the tender age of 25, I'm still too old to party more than one night.
Really?
I can't do it. I spent 2 days with this really lovely guy over break. We had a blast. We went out. We were drinking one night. And then we were feeling all... college-y the next day, so we're like, let's kegs and eggs. And instead of breakfast, we ended up going out and having a few more pints. I swear to God, I did not feel well for 48 hours.
Aww.
I was like, what's wrong? I'm like, I need some antacids. So much gluten and beer these days, Mom. Jeez, it's rough. Like,
this job turns you into an old person really fast.
I'm an old crotchety woman, and I really just want my Pepto-Bismol.
That's okay.
It just makes you feel so much better.
Thank you. What about you, Kathleen?
I spent a couple days in London and Paris this past week, and I am here to report that Parisian girls are every bit as chic as they are
internet. Damn it! Screw them!
I mean, I literally saw a beautiful girl walking around holding a baguette. Like, cradled in her arms like a baby on her way to her friend's house to, like, you know, hang out and eat baguette and, you know, cheese. And I was like, can this really be true? Like, this is exactly what I see on Pinterest. And
it's real life.
There's just something about French women, and I've always been obsessed, and now my obsessions are confirmed. They are the coolest women out there.
When I was in Paris, the only time I've ever been there, and I was eating breakfast at a cafe, and I saw an old man in a black long trench coat, a black fedora. He had an umbrella and a newspaper under his arm. And I'm like, of course you do.
Yes, you do.
Bethany's old man spirit.
I know.
So Parisian.
I even saw one girl, this really cute girl, wearing, they only wore black pants.
Okay.
Like neutral colors.
Oh, so you were perfect, because I remember you went splurging on black pants.
I bought like 17 pairs of black pants were sent to my house.
Well spent. Well spent.
I had to return them. I only kept one pair out of 17. But I saw this girl wearing these really cool fitted cropped ankle black pants and a black and white boat neck
of
shirt. Like a t-shirt that
Perfect.
Was striped, because that's what they wear in cartoons of French girls,
Perfect.
Or, you know, illustrations. And I was like, of course you're wearing that. And she looks so good and not at all like a French girl pretending to be a French girl.
Jeez.
My only wish is for the three of us to leave the country together and run into that version of the three of
I know.
Us.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like in a cartoon.
Yeah. Yes. That would be so funny.
That's all I want.
But
I want
yeah.
to meet the French of us.
If you guys have a chance to go to Paris anytime soon, please take it, because even just 4 days, I'm ready to be an expat. It was magical.
I'm but, so glad you liked it.
You might not have time, though, because this podcast is so long.
Yeah. I know. Sorry. Oopsies.
I'm so sorry. Oops.
Our bad.
Well, this was the super long version of an acquired taste. Tweet us. Instagram us. Kathleen, you have a couple names of people who have been awesome on social media, right?
Yes, I do. We've been getting so much love, but I want to give shout outs to three particular people. Mariana. She's on Twitter, Mariana_NYC15. She sent the nicest things to us. And Not That Kenny G.
His
handle is stay_GLDN, so stay golden. And Sarah Peterson, who said listening to our podcast is like hanging out with her three best friends.
We love you.
We love
oh
that.
My God. And she's SJPeters89 on
You guys
Twitter.
Have been making us smile so
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This is definitely a learning experience, like doing this and hopefully getting better every time. So thank you for hanging in there with us. Thank you for waiting for this episode. And thank you for hanging in such a friggin' long episode.
We're all friends here. It's all good.
But we'll be back. Make sure to tweet us at Acquired Podcast on Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast. Let us know what you're thinking, and we love you. We will talk to you next week.